email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
People are loving the uniquely Irish things we do. Somebody, Kevin, just texted in to say, uniquely Irish, finding something and leaving it in a prominent spot nearby. Please thank the person who tied my lost reading glasses with fishing wire to the high railing at eye level in Monkstown, Cork last month. I so appreciate it. Yeah, there you go. You got to say thank you. So, hi, Brendan. How about magpies? So Irish, the way we wave at them. One when we see, oh God, I just am obsessed with magpies. I can't see one. I literally, I don't, ugh. I'm weird about magpies. Two magpies, yes. You wave at them and say, good morning, sir. How's your wife? You even gendered it there. Successful, Brendan. Now, speaking of birds, people are flocking to see one of nature's most amazing overhead spectacles, the starling murmurations. Each winter, Birdwatch Ireland needs your help to identify where starlings gather in large numbers to roost for the night. To tell us more about the Irish Starling Murmurations Survey, we're joined now by Brian Burke from Birdwatch Ireland. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Brendan.
How are you? Thanks for taking our call.
Thanks for calling me.
Yeah, no problem. So just explain to people, what is a murmuration? Can you describe it, please?
So a lot of people know starlings. You know, you get them nesting in the eaves of your house and you'll see them in urban areas and parks and all that kind of stuff. And we have a resident breeding population that nest here. But in the winter months, we get hundreds of thousands of starlings migrating from parts of Northern Europe as far away as Finland and Russia. Coming here to spend the winter because it's relatively mild here in the winter. And at night, they gather. They can kind of come from a radius of around 30, 40 kilometres.
Wow.
And they gather in absolutely huge numbers to spend the night kind of in the same area. And they do that to exchange information on where the feeding areas are and to kind of an anti-predator kind of defence. And to kind of, there's a kind of a warmth benefit as well. But they gather in absolutely huge numbers. And before they kind of settle down in a forestry, in a reed bed or wherever they're going to roost for the night, they do these amazing spectacles flying over and back and up and down and spitting in all different directions in the sky. And it's one of these kind of, it's just a spectacle that I think a lot of people wouldn't have seen before. It's the kind of stuff that would fit in a David Attenborough documentary. And it's really, really amazing. And these are happening all over Ireland right now. So, you know, people should try and get out and see them.
So we're not really sure of 100% of the science behind it, are we? Because when you're watching it, and I've seen it a couple of times myself, I'm just fascinated by it because it looks like an optical illusion, doesn't it? Because the shadows when they come closer together, it gets darker and then it blends out into lighter and they swirl around the air. And it doesn't seem to have any rhyme or reason to where they're going, does it?
No, that's it. Like, it's impossible to predict no matter how many of these you've seen. And sometimes you'll see a sparrowhawk or a peregrine falcon that'll dive at the flock and you'll see them parting. And there's obviously a pretty good reason that they're doing that. But no, otherwise they're just flying over and back. And as you say, making all these patterns and shapes and everything. And it's kind of hard to know. Like, I do suspect that maybe it's a bit of an advertisement to any of the starlings in the area where maybe, you know, they know we're going to fly to this reed bed beside this lake, but we're not quite sure which reed bed. But all of a sudden you see 30,000 of your friends flying above us. You get a good idea that's where you're meant to be going, you know. But no, it's kind of impossible to know the finer details or what's going through their heads.
It's amazing, isn't it? And so where is what's the best time? It seems to be sunset. Is that right? Best time to see a murmuration.
This is something they do before they go to sleep for the night. So you could arrive at the site at around 4:30 and see absolutely no starlings. And within half an hour, you could have these mobs of hundreds and thousands coming from every direction and gathering. And all of a sudden, you're looking at, you know, 100,000 starlings.
And is mob the correct word for starlings, is it?
It depends on how much you like starlings. I think some people call it a mob. It's just a flock, or these are the murmuration, I suppose, is when they flock and do this kind of dance in the sky, you know. But yeah.
And you're saying literally it's hundreds and thousands.
Yeah. Like I've, you know, sometimes they will do it in smaller numbers. So you could have a couple of hundred, but I've seen them up at 40, 50, 60,000. And I've seen videos where, you know, you kind of stop estimating past 100,000. But no, that wouldn't be unusual. Yeah.
And because it's at sunset, it makes it particularly dramatic. The sky can be a lovely colour. When I've seen it over the years, it can be really beautiful.
That's it. If you get a nice winter sky, a little bit of colour in it, it's absolutely amazing. It's kind of unforgettable stuff, really.
So where are the best places to see the starling murmuration in Ireland?
So they do kind of move around different parts of the country, but Loch Ennell near Mullingar is definitely the most reliable place to see it. So a lot of people go to the eastern end of it, which is Bloomfield around the hotel there. That's really, really reliable. There's other places, though. There's Fedimer outside Limerick. There's Ferns in Wexford. And there's a spot in Kilkenny, Clamanta, or something along those lines. Someone can correct me on the pronunciation of that, but they're the big ones at the moment. But if people want to go to the Bird of West Ireland website, find our Stirling Murmuration Survey page, and we have a map there, and it's all the locations people have recorded these murmurations over the last few years. So you get a good idea if there's a spot near you worth checking out. And I should also mention as well, if anyone's on Facebook, Bird of West Ireland aren't associated with it, but there's a Stirling Murmurations Ireland Facebook page that's really, really good. People share really up-to-date information on exactly where things are happening
there. A text would just send, I was lying in bed last Saturday and saw my first murmuration. I live in Navan, County Meath. Was a great sight. That's amazing. See it from your bed. Thanks, Mark, for that. Do they murmurate if it rains?
It can be a little bit weather dependent, so they will gather and you'll see them come in, but they probably won't do that big dance in the sky if it's raining or if it's very windy. If there's a little bit of a breeze, a little bit of drizzle, they will do it, but not if the conditions are pretty poor. They're just going to fly straight into the reed bed or straight into the trees wherever they're going to go for the night.
And it's a winter phenomenon that's happened. It's a spring phenomenon. Sorry, coming into spring. Is that it? Only happens this time of year?
No, it's winter, so they kind of kick off around November, but the numbers seem to peak right now. But I suspect a lot of the birds in our murmurations at the moment are kind of gathering and feeding up and are thinking of heading back to wherever they came from in Northern Europe, back to their breeding grounds. So I would say you have a kind of maybe 2 weeks maybe to get a good look at one before they kind of disperse again.
Good to know. What's the most unusual place people see this?
I think it's because anywhere you see it unexpectedly. There's a few places, none in the Republic that I know, but bridges. So there's, I think it's Albert Bridge in Belfast that they do this in front of, and they roost on the bridge at night. I think there's a pier in Brighton in the UK as well that they do it, and they just roost along the pier and all the different railings and stuff there.
Yeah, so maybe I was under
a rock. They do it all over the country and all over the place, and they have to do it somewhere. So there's no good reed bed or no good forestry, you know, they'll find something else.
A texter just said there's something quite emotional about seeing a murmuration. There really is. And it seemed to be everywhere on my feed last night. Like, it seems that this year in particular, maybe it's because we've had such dark days for the last while, that anything that's lifting our spirits from the sky is really attractive. So I've seen lots of people go, for example, to Mullingar, to Loch Ennell. A couple of my friends went last night and just posted pictures. You know, people are really into it now, aren't they?
Yeah, and listen, it's no matter what age you are, no matter how, you know, whether you're into your birds or not,
it's stunning.
This is just something really, really special and something people maybe don't think you can see in Ireland, but you can. So, you know, I really do encourage people to get out and go look for it.
Marion just texted in there, I'm feeding over 100 starlings. Good woman, Marion. That's very impressive. You mentioned that survey. Why is that survey so important?
Ireland is one of the countries that starlings, our breeding population of starlings, is doing okay. But in most European countries, they're actually in decline. So we kind of want to monitor these murmurations. We want to see where they're happening. We want to see them, you know, get a certain level of protection. A lot of the biodiversity officers around the country now are coming up with biodiversity action plans for each county. And, you know, we want to see the sites that these birds rely on, these hundreds of thousands of starlings that they rely on, given some consideration and given some protection so that, you know, that we'll have this into the future.
And how can people take part?
Go to the Bird of West Ireland website, find the Stirling Murmuration page, and you can either, you know, if you're going hunting for a murmuration, you'll find out where they are. And otherwise, if you do see one and you're lucky enough to see one, please do log the record there so that we have the information.
And just, what's the noise of a murmuration like? I think I kind of remember. It's kind of like wind. It's like a wind noise, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really hard to describe. It's this kind of weird hum kind of sound, but it's kind of magical. Adds to the whole spectacle too. You know, it's kind of your eyes and your ears are kind of getting the whole thing, you know.
Laura just texted in. Nobber, County Meath is great for murmuration, she says.
That one was really good up until, I don't think I've heard of any records of it this year, but great if it's active again. It was very, very good. And I think there might have been a row of trees cut down there that might have affected it. So,
yeah.
But great if they found somewhere else in Nobber, yeah.
And Claire just said from Galway, she saw murmuration last year in the sky over the Marlin Park Hospital in Galway.
Actually, I should say Loughry as well. I'm from Roscommon, so Port Run, at Loughry, Port Run and Gailey Bay, and otherwise down near Athlone, there's some really good reed beds there as well for Stirling murmurations.
Brian Burke from Birdwatch Ireland, thank you so much, and remember, go to that website if you see a murmuration.